It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. I am so glad to have finally caught up with a very, very busy man. Bud Zorman is on the line with us today. He couldn't get in the studio because, well, let's be honest, folks, he does so much for his classes and for the community that we had to get him by phone, but we're very, very grateful we have. You just returned from a wonderful trip. We'll talk about that a little bit, but first and foremost, we want to reach out and say thank you to Bud Zorman for helping with the Freedom Is Not Free program that is going to be taking place at Mountain Home High School. This is an honorary high school diploma program that is given to qualified veterans that did not receive their high school diploma due to the fact that they were serving their country. And this is taking place. Tell everybody when and where. Now, this is only open to veterans, though. We want to make sure that folks know this is only open to veterans because the entire school will be there.
Yes, ma'am. It's an opportunity for us to put the kids and the veterans together for them to understand that sacrifice means nothing without remembrance. That's a big thing. And, of course, we promote Freedom Is Not Free, which is, of course, the title of that program. This will be our 11th annual program. Very proud of the kids. They do a great job with it. It encompasses the choir singing all the singer songs, the band playing patriotic tunes, flag folding, POWMA, Sammy, the American Legion. Honor Guard is wonderful. They've been there every year for us to shoot the volleys. We have students that play dueling taps. It's just a wonderful program. We would like to encourage all veterans to come out. That program is scheduled for Thursday morning, beginning at 0900 in the high school gym on 7 November. And there will be reserved parking for veterans up around the bomber plane in front of the high school, as well as both sides of the street, both coming to the school and going back away from the school. Our SRO, Sergeant Bubba Jones, will be out here to regulate the parking, but that will be reserved for veterans. We're looking forward to trying to get 100. We had 89 last year. I'd love to see 100 veterans in our school. It's important for kids.
It is important for the kids, and that's what I really wanted to touch on with you, Bud. The whole reason you do this is to show our younger generations that, again, freedom isn't free, that some of these folks sacrificed limbs, lives, and a whole lot more for their country, and we owe them a debt of gratitude, if not even a larger debt, and this is just a tiny piece of how we can repay them.
Yes, ma'am, and we promote that every day. Like I said, we have four class mottos. Freedom is not free is obviously number one, and then the second one is to remember the fallen. Third is honor those who serve. And four is understand the value of freedom. I think that says it all. I think that it's not just my responsibility and it's teachers' responsibility, but it's our parents, it's our community. They say it takes a village to raise our children.
That's true.
And if we don't raise up the next generation of patriots, in my opinion, we're doing it wrong.
You're right. We're doing them a disservice. We're doing our country
a
disservice. And as a parent, as a daughter of a veteran, I can't tell you how thankful I am for those that have laid down their lives and taken a hiatus from their personal lives to serve our country, whether that's 6 years or 25. It's the fact that you took the time to do something that was greater than yourself.
Absolutely. And the other side of that coin also, lest we forget, mm-hmm. is the families of those veterans.
Yes. It's a huge sacrifice to have someone overseas, have someone away from their children while they're in their formative years.
This is true. And we have to promote that to our young people. Like I said, like it or not, these young people, they are the future of our nation. Perhaps there's a president of the United States among them. Perhaps there's a hero among them. Perhaps they're just good American citizens who pay their taxes and pay their bills and raise their families and do what they're supposed to do in their pursuit of happiness.
That's very, very true. And they're only able to do that because of the sacrifice of our veterans. And that
yes,
is, it's just so incredibly important. How many years were you in the Marines, Bud?
21 21 years, 9 months.
21 years, 9 months. Know it probably down to the day, don't you?
I do. And this is my 20th year teaching school.
And you just got back from a trip. Now, you took the ROTC kids, or who did you take exactly? It was ROTC?
Navy ROTC cadets. We went down to Mobile Bay, Alabama, and we toured the World War II battleship, the USS Alabama. Mm-hmm. And then they got an opportunity to tour the USS Drum, which was a World War II submarine. And we took them to the Aviation Museum, and they got to spend some time with B-52s and the SR-71 Blackbird and tanks and all types of anti-aircraft equipment and guns. They just had a big time. And then we took them over to New Orleans, and we went to the National World War II Museum. So it was quite a four-day trip, and I think they enjoyed it, and I think it was quite educational as well. I try to take the kids on some kind of interesting trip that's not only fun but educational each year.
I'm sure it was incredibly educational. As a matter of fact, I told you, I talked to you twice while you were gone, and I said I was just so jealous because I would love to go on this trip. I've never been on the Alabama, and I have not been to the World War II Museum in New Orleans. As a matter of fact, I spoke with Bob Knight about it, and he said he had not been there either. It's now on our bucket list. We've got to go and see it. So we appreciate everything you do to educate and to promote our country and its values and the values of our veterans, and to thank them for their service. Again, Bud Zorman, thank you for your service. Thank you for what you're doing for our kids. And I hope veterans get out and show their support for other veterans that are receiving their honorary diplomas. 7 November, Thursday, 0900. I love the military terms. Get out there and show your support. Is there any way that the community can support your program? Do you allow donations or anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, ma'am. We would greatly appreciate donations. It's difficult. We are growing. At one point, the program was quite low in numbers. Currently, we're at 83 cadets. And, of course, I'm quite proud of the fact that our program, in the 4 years that I've been in charge, we're batting 1,000. We are 100%. Every cadet has graduated high school. Every cadet has gone on to college.
Wow.
or a prep school or a ROTC program with scholarship. Mm-hmm. That's a $200,000 scholarship right now. We've had one go to the Naval Academy. We had one go to the Air Force Academy. And so there's a lot of good things happening. These kids logged 3,047 hours of community service last year, mm-hmm. and we're currently at about 1,400 hours so far this year. And so I'm quite proud of them. Honor, courage, and commitment. Those are the three values. If you go to the Navy or the Marine Corps, you will hear honor, courage, and commitment all day long, every day.
You're right.
We preach that to the kids, being accountable, being responsible, being dependable. Everything, time management of their resources, putting together a plan of attack for their future. And I think this program is really important to our school, our community, and obviously to these young people.
And to you too, Bud. And
yes, ma'am.
And good for you. And thank you again for everything you do. Bud Zorman, have a good rest of the day, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town today. Be good to each other. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.